impressions of some events. I remember my grandfather, the Viceroy, unveiling the Lord Gough statue in 1878. A great black crowd, scarlet soldiers on horseback, strings pulling away a brown, shiny sheet. The old Duke, the formidable grandpapa, talking loudly to the crowd. I recall even a phrase he used. "And with a withering folly he shattered the enemy's line." I quite understood that he was speaking about war and fighting, and that a volley meant what the black-coated soldiers, riflemen, used to do with loud bangs so often in the Phoenix Park, where I was taken for my morning walks. This, I think, is my first coherent memory. Other events stand out more distinctly. We were to go to a pantomime. There was great excitement about it. The long-looked-for afternoon arrived. We started from the Viceregal and drove to the castle, where other children were no doubt to be picked up. Inside the castle was a great square space, paved with small oblong stones. It rained. It nearly always rained, just as it does now. People came out of the doors of the castle, and there seemed to be much stir. Then we were told we could not go to the pantomime because the theatre had been burned down. All that was found of the manager was the keys that had been